You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Well, in today's mental health check-in moment, we're doing something slightly different. Instead of bringing you a daily mental health check-in moment, instead, we've decided to profile a young man who has taken on a massive challenge. His name is Henry, and he kicks off a world record for the most consecutive half marathons, 133 half marathons in 133 days. And he's doing so along the coastline of South Africa. And you may be wondering why, oh, Henry, why? Well, Henry Cocker is with us for our mental health check-in moment with a twist, because that's precisely what has motivated him. Hello, Henry.
Hi, Zanya. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Did you kick off today?
I did. I kicked off today and I've got my first one under the belt and it was tough. And I don't know how I'm going to get another 132 of these, but I'll wrap my head around it.
I don't know how you're going to do it either. So you started off, you're running along the South African coastline. You started off just past Khosi Bay. Tell us exactly where you are.
So we're in Khosi Bay at the moment. We started off at the border today and we ran down to the mouth of Khosi Bay. And basically what I'm doing around this coastline is I'm doing these half marathons all in aid of raising awareness and money for SADAG. I'm trying to raise 4 million rand for them because they've done such an amazing job in lockdown. And at the same time, I'm also just trying to showcase South Africa because I actually believe we live in a beautiful country and I think South Africans are quite hard on their country. And in each little town, I'm trying to get to as many places as possible and as many sites and everything and just take photos and just show South Africans that we actually live in the most beautiful country in the world.
Yeah. And as you say, SADAG does really incredible things. In fact, we partner with them on our daily mental health check-in moment and they give us access to these specialists. Of course, not everybody has access to a mental health professional. And so this is a way of providing that know-how to a broader audience that might not be able to access them. But what's been your journey with mental health? And obviously the support for SADAG is important, but your own journey?
So in the first lockdown, I went through a very bad personal time with a relationship that broke up, a family member that got cancer, and then the lockdown came, and it absolutely destroyed our businesses. I mean, we're still fighting, to save these businesses even today. And I just started seeing a psychologist to try and help me through it. And through that journey of seeing a psychologist, I actually learned how rare it is that people get the opportunity to actually talk about their mental health, or if they want to talk about it, there's really not a lot of access to resources out there. And SADAG is one of the resources out there. And they do incredibly phenomenal work. I mean, they take in something like 1,200 calls a day on their suicide lines and their depression and anxiety lines. And these are all volunteers that give up their time. And they've got this incredible network nationwide. And they host forums and get-togethers. And it's just a really important thing that they do, and it's like an important aspect of life that's very often overlooked.
Absolutely. Well, we're behind you. Absolutely behind you, Henry, because we believe in supporting people through guarding their mental well-being, and especially through the times that we're living in. You're in for quite a challenge. So how do we support you? How do we help to raise all these funds for SADAG?
So we've set up a page called runhenryrun.co.za, and on there is all the information. There's a donate button that you can donate to SADAG. All I'm asking for is people to donate 10 cents per kilometer I run. It works out to about 300 rand, and I'm hoping to get about 10,000 to 15,000 people to donate that over the course of my run. And all of these funds are going to SADAG. I'm doing everything on my own, like, account. It's not like one of those things where people use money for their own. It's all going to SADAG. It's all going to their volunteers. We've already raised almost 500,000 rand, and we set with some of that money, they've already set up a container in Ivory Park, like a walk-in container for mental health and stuff. So they've been doing like fantastic stuff with the money. So like I know not everyone can donate, but even if people just share the message, go onto my website and share the message with their friends, I'm sure that, that will help. It's just about making sure people are aware of it.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the website now, as it says, it's day one. and 22 kilometers covered so far. So you're well on your way. We are going to donate as well, Henry, and we'll check in with you regularly as you run across the coastline of South Africa. And of course, this blog is live. You'll be able to update and give us a sense of how your journey is going. He's literally made it very easy. There's a donate button, more details about sponsorship and how you can participate and how you can share it with others as well. So go on, please do support Henry's efforts, because it's all to support SADAG in their work in supporting those with mental health illness and supporting us to protect our mental well-being. Henry, you're not a runner. You just started running in October. So you are in for it. Have you prepared? How are you going to get through this?
Everyone was like, you're crazy. And I was like, oh, well, I've never run before, so I'll just get through it. But funnily enough, there are people who do this every single day that don't get, you know, the credit for it. Like, they're guys who walk to work and back every day. And for them, like I've said, like, getting out of bed sometimes for these guys is a struggle. But there are tons of people who do this. So I'm just trying to bring this awareness to SADAG. And I'm lucky and very privileged that I've got the ability and the resources to do this. So I'm just using that to try and promote SADAG.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All the best, Henry.
Thanks, Zanya.
Is Henry Kok, our guest this afternoon for our daily mental health check-in. How about we check in with him every week? Can we do that? It's 133 days. He's got 132 to go. So just once a week to just check in to see how Henry is doing. RunHenryRun.co.za is the name of the website. And that's where you can go to help to raise funds for SADAG as they try and reach more people across the country.